Have you ever felt the weight of being labeled all over the place because of your many passions? If so, let me ask you this. Are you ready to break free from the shackles of societal norms and boldly showcase your ability to innovate and turn vision into reality? Can you imagine aligning your passions, purpose, and profession without compromise? Well, you're not alone, and you're in the right place. I get it because I am you. I'm Jatia Jones of Jatia Jones Consulting, and I've walked the path of a multi-passionate. Welcome to the Confident and Courageous Clarity Podcast. Join me for inspiring conversations with multi-passionate CEOs who've turned their diverse passions into a force for change. We dive deep into our collective experiences, sharing invaluable lessons, and providing you with a strategic roadmap to manifest the life and business of your wildest dreams. This isn't just a podcast, it's a movement. And I'm not just your podcast host. I'm your partner in this dynamic journey. You, me, and the incredible community of multi-passionates. Get ready to unlock the confidence, courage, and clarity to help you become the world-changing multi-passionate CEO you were destined to be. This week's guest, Jen, and her team equip online service providers, digital product creators, and coaches to establish a visibility ecosystem that generates collaborations, leads, and sales through speaking without feeling like a sleazy used car salesman. And how many of us would like to master that? Well, let's dive into this week's episode. Hello, 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 and welcome to the podcast. I'm so glad to have you. They've already gotten your bio, so they know all of that language, but I always love to let you all answer or tell them who you are and what you do.
Yeah. So I'm Jen. My husband and I run Virtual Summit Search and the Visibility Ecosystem, and our goal is to equip you and empower you to share your message through your visibility ecosystem without burning yourself out. So we do that through speaking and collaborative marketing, and it's just super fun.
All of the above. And I love the fact that you said without burnout.
Regenerative marketing.
Listen, I originally found out about Jen through when I was in Jordan Gill's program, and you came on and you shared everything about it. And it was like, do you want to speak? Well, come and join us over here. And I was like, this is a great idea. and so since then, I've gotten to meet you in person finally.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? My people need to know about you guys, because this season specifically is all about the becoming. And seeing that Hershey, me, is a multi-passionate, and we have been conditioned to lock away a lot of us. And my mission is to like let us out, put on this new crab shell that's nice and protective so we feel safe, but be able to really like communicate and share with the world our message, our mission, and all of that in a more confident manner. And so I was like, I wonder if Jen would like to collaborate and come tell the good people all the things that they need to know. So like, how did this come to pass? Like, how did you guys decide to create this as like your thing?
Yeah, so gosh, I won't go into the whole story because it's a long one, but actually my husband and I's relationship started through speaking, because we met when we were co-hosting the evening talk show at college. We didn't date during that time, but that was where it all started. So that ended up being a really fun catalyst, and we've just kept speaking together since then. So he actually is a public speaking coach. He has taught at university level, and he's competed and has award-winning students. So he does all of the speaking and interview skill side. I don't do that. But I have been speaking at summits myself since 2015, way back in the day before they got like figured out as to the best way to run a summit. So I've been speaking for my business since then, and it's been a long evolution. But over the years, I've realized you can speak for free and actually sometimes make more money than they would have paid you. And you can do it without ever having to pitch. I have made four-figure sales from speaking without ever actually pitching my offer. And so I developed a sleaze-free sales strategy because of that. And that's really where it all started, is I want more people to do that because, one, I'm sick and tired of the gross, sleazy marketing that I see all the bro marketers and that type of folks doing. But two, I really want collaborative marketing and regenerative relational marketing to become the standard. And so if I can empower more people to do that, I want that to be out in the world more.
Mm-hmm. First of all, I couldn't stop giggling. I had to tell myself to stop a bro marketer, but that is like the best coin ever. And then two, I am so glad you mentioned speaking for free, but still making sales without pitching, because there are a lot of stages that they tell you, you can't pitch from my stage, right? And so many people, as they're in the evolution or the transition, it's like, especially with us ladies, we have imposter syndrome. And it's like, well, maybe I won't charge. I don't really think. And so we find ourselves speaking all over the place for free until we are burnt out. And then we're like, that's not a moneymaker. And we just kind of give up, when that really is a very, very, very strategic marketing method to like cast a wide net. And get the biggest bang for your buck. And so I have so many questions. I guess my first question would be, did you have imposter syndrome before? What were like your feelings and emotions after this sale of not pitching? Like, what did that look like and feel like for you?
Yeah, so I will admit, I am one of those very rare weirdos who is like, you know what? I'm just going to do it. And every once in a while, I get the feeling of imposter syndrome. Like, I went to college for 7 years. I worked 2 to 4 jobs to pay for it and never ended up getting the degree because the class schedules never lined up and all sorts of different reasons. But so I'm coming into business. Yeah, that's usually where my imposter syndrome stems from, is I'm not as qualified. Except I've been doing business for over 30 years. Like, I have been doing business since I was a toddler. It is me. And so I think it really comes down to figuring out that, like, just being reminded that you have something worthwhile to share, that you need to become the kind of person who can spread that message, who creates ripple effects that will change the world around you. So yeah, I still struggle with it every once in a while. But keeping that in mind and remembering there are people out there who need to hear from me and that need to learn this. And if no one else is going to share it in the way that I do, I need to be the one to talk about it. That's usually what propels me onto the stages and in front of the microphones.
I love it. I do. And, you know, part of my messaging to people is like, it has, I won't say absolutely nothing to do with like the titles, right? But it's all about your experience, your unique experience that you got through life, and bringing that to help somebody else, right? And knowing that you literally are the gift, like it's your superpower, whatever that is for you, right? I know a lot of multi-passionates struggle with like condensing or finding the message or the thing, because one, they're very good at a lot of different things, right? So it's like, I could talk about this and I could talk about this. And because we've like had life experience and a whole host of things, literally you are speaking from like personal expertise about everything. And so making the decision to talk about something is hard for them. So like, what would you suggest to be the trendy thing or the impactful thing? Like, how would you help them hone in and decide, like, what is the topic that they should choose when choosing to speak?
Yeah, this is one of the hardest things that most of my clients run into. It's the very first thing we always address when we're doing the speaker VIP experience, because if we don't nail down that profitable speaking topic, nothing else is going to come together. They're going to get or results. And so, yeah, this is incredibly important. And as a multi-passionate myself, I struggled with this for a long time too. And so I had to come up with a way to find my profitable speaking topic. So I've got a whole workshop on that because there's so much I could get into, but just kind of nutshell version of it for right now. I want you to go and think about What do you love to talk about? And that list may be very long. That's okay. Write it all down. Then think about what does your audience want to hear from you about? And which of those connect to an offer? If it doesn't connect to an offer, it's not profitable. It may be a speaking topic. It may be a great, fantastic speaking topic, but it will not be a profitable speaking topic. So it has to be something that you want to talk about, your audience wants to hear about, and that actually makes you money, or at least has the potential to.
That's good. It's really good. You know, I find that most of my clients, the thing that makes them or has the potential to make them the most money is the thing that they run from the most, right? Because it's like a lot of them are sharing like the personal experience of all of the lessons learned, or how I say I hit my head on the wall enough for everybody else, and I don't want you to have to do it yourself. So I'm trying to come in and help you, like, not run into this brick wall that I ran into like 500 different times. And so I know even for me, like when I started speaking, the hardest point for me was to pinpoint kind of like that origin story, because I'm like, my whole life is like the starting point. I can start from here and here and here. Because a lot of my products have to do with personal and professional development. So like one of the biggest ones that I push is the Common Thread course, because that's the thread that aligns your passions, your purpose, and your profession, right? And so it's like, well, Jatia, like, when did that start for you? When was the pivotal thing for you? And so what is that balance of the thing that will sell, the thing that people want to hear, and the thing that's like not the most triggering, but probably the thing you should talk about the most? Is there a balance, or do we just stray away from that in your expert opinion? Because I've heard like 500 different versions, you know, snot and cry from the stage. And I'm like, nobody wants to see that for a whole hour, right? And then even like the, you can tear up, but pull it back. I'm not that person. I'm an ugly crier. So it's like, what is like the professional opinion in that arena?
You're going to hate it, but it varies.
I'll take it.
Because like you said, you may be an ugly crier. Someone else might be able to tear up. Like, I acted for a long time, and I still do voice acting here and there. I can do crying on demand. I can do it at various levels. For me, yeah, that would work. I could tear up on demand. A lot of people can't. So it comes to knowing yourself, and it comes to knowing the audience. If the audience is one that's going to respond, if it's a room full of women who want that raw, emotional, heartfelt story, go for it. If it's a room full of professional 60-year-old white guys, maybe don't do that. So it's knowing yourself, knowing your audience, and knowing what stories are going to connect with them. You can have the same topic and the same exact presentation, but you can weave different stories into it depending on the audience. So this is one of the parts of our Sleaze Free Sales strategy, is having a bank of stories, whether it's your own stories or your client's stories, their results and wins and everything. You put them into your story bank, you can pull from that. Storytelling is going to engage the audience, and it's going to help keep you engaged in your presentation so you don't get bored. Because that's one of the other things I hear from my clients a lot is, okay, Jen, okay, Lucas, we're developing our presentation during this VIP experience, but how do I actually go and make it something I don't get bored of? Because that is so common, is I'm bored, especially if you're a multi-passionate, like I'm ready to go on to the next thing. But if you have that story bank, if you can keep reinventing it without recreating it, you have a new presentation every time. You don't get as bored because you're not telling the exact same stories every single time. You're not doing a webinar every week that you're just doing the exact same thing. You're customizing it. So that helps you not get bored, and it helps you connect with your audience.
I love that. I literally was just talking to a friend Sunday, and she was like, this podcast that we listen to a lot, she's like, I'm tired of hearing the same story. And I'm like, I get it. Like, you know where what's about to happen and where it's about to go.
You repeat it back with them.
Exactly. Exactly. And so that's what I thought of when you said that. And then I had another question and it left me because I thought of her. But I guess my next question would be, Who, I guess, would be, or what is something that someone has to do or should do to be like the best prepared they can be before working with you guys?
We don't do branding, so there's that. But
Okay.
really digging in and figuring out what you do want to focus on, because we can help you go and figure out, okay, which of these threads is going to be the one that is your profitable speaking topic. But if you go through something like the Common Threads course and figure out what that common thread is, we're going to be able to start pulling and unraveling the pieces before we weave it back together and make it something that can go into your profitable speaking topic that becomes what you're known for and yet doesn't completely bore you within 6 months. So figuring out your foundations, and we tend to work with folks who have figured out their profitable offer too, because that's another thing, is if you come in and you're figuring out your profitable topic and you've got an offer, but then you change that 2 to 6 months later, you scrapped everything that you just worked on, whether you're working on it with us or on your own or with someone else. That's the thing that is going to end up tanking your results the fastest, is if you're constantly changing everything and no one knows, okay, I can go to Jatia for this topic, I can go to Jen for this topic. They're like, well, she was speaking about topic A last month, and now she's talking about topic B, and she said next month she's got topic C that's going out. They don't know what to refer you to, so they're not going to. So you need to have at least some idea of what you want to stick with. And if you are multi-passionate, how to make sure you don't get bored of it and change it in 6 months, because that is going to make it really hard to succeed as a profitable speaker.
I love that. So what is there a suggested time frame of sticking with one particular topic?
No, so I actually recommend for a lot of my multi-passionate speakers to do seasons. So maybe you have a topic that works really well for the spring. So you do that for the latter part of Q1 and the beginning of Q2. And then maybe you've got something that works really well for when folks are in vacation mindset during the summer, and you can rotate that. So that's another thing you can do. And then people get used to that sequence. They know that in the spring, they're talking about this. In the summer, they're talking about this. And so, for example, in the virtual summit side of our business, with Virtual Summit Search, we have a speaker's audience and we have a host's audience. And that one works really nicely because we can talk to our speakers during the time period where they're getting those invites. And then we can talk to the host during the time period that they're hosting the summit. And so we can switch our focus based on that season of our business. For wedding photographers, for example, they might focus on things that the client is going to be asking during certain seasons leading up to their busy season. And then while they're in busy season, they might be starting to talk about things for post-wedding or how to get ready for your engagement, because they know that people are going to be starting that. So it's, again, it comes back to knowing your audience and knowing the seasons of your business. And then you can start playing with it and experiment, and you'll find what works.
That's very, very good. Because I know a lot of people, the new, I guess, buzzword is thought leadership, right? And they're like you said earlier, like, what do you want to be known for? And picking one thing can be very hard for multi-passionate, right? Because I know I always use myself as an example. I am clarity, right? I'm clarity through and through. I'm also connecting the dots. I'm strategy. I'm communication. And so it took me a really long time to be like, okay, Jatia, which one are we sticking with? And so I finally said, okay, I'm putting my foot down and we're doing action plans for multi-passionates to get what they want, right? And me also being a past employeepreneur, it was like, well, how does that tie into corporate? And so it took a really long time for me to really decide, because it wasn't even like one was right or wrong. It was literally making a decision of something that I could talk about endlessly without getting bored and without running out of things to talk about. And so you saying that, it's perfect, but I love also that you said seasons, because one of the hardest thing for multi-passionate business owners is it's like, okay, I have my annual strategic plan. We're doing this first quarter, second quarter, this, and this. And how do I talk about everything without confusing people, right? And so that was also a struggle. So I love that you give the option, right? So when you even said earlier, the answer varies. I'll take that. It doesn't really help anybody that's confused, but we also love options. We don't like to be put in a box. So to be able to say, okay, I'll talk about this during the season, and that it can begin to get people to look for you during those things. And if it so aligns with your business, that's even better. So I love, love, love those suggestions. And then I was like, let's rewind a little bit because they were like a host audience and a speaker audience. So in case you didn't know, with the virtual summit, they help like connect people to speak, hosts that are hosting virtual summits and speakers. And so just to make that make sense, if anybody missed it, that's how she can segment her target populations and speak to them separately. So for any other, multi-passionate, purpose-driven audience, you know, I'm not a big fan of demographics, but I am a big fan of psychographics because a host can be a speaker can be a host, and they can be separate, right? So really knowing how she actually pulled out a wedding photographer, that can be a speaker and a host. And really being able to segment and know when to talk to them and how to talk to them depending on is something that I did want to rewind and highlight for them. Because I hear that a lot too. It's like, I need to niche down. I need to pick one person that's this age, this industry that talk. And I'm like, but you're, that's not going to make you happy. Like that frustrates me, right? Because most people, or in my opinion, your target population is the same person at different parts of a journey. And you just need to really figure out how best to talk to them at that part of the journey.
Yep. Yeah, and that's exactly what we end up having to do on in our business is we do focus specifically on online service providers, digital product creators like courses, memberships, that kind of thing, and coaches like group programs and one-on-one, because we don't the sleaze-free sales strategy that we teach doesn't work as well with product-based businesses. But other than that, I do focus more on the psychographics. I focus on, are you tired of creating a million Canva graphics? Are you tired of having to come up with new content all the time to post on Instagram or LinkedIn or Facebook or what have you? Like, and do you want to be able to take time off and not worry about creating new marketing assets because you've got a visibility ecosystem to back you up and you can pull from that? So using understanding what they're thinking about versus what their age or income or anything like that, where they live in the world, that doesn't necessarily matter unless you have a local business or you're specifically working with postmenopausal women or something like that. It's not going to matter so much. So it also gives you more room to experiment and to test things out. And especially for multi-passionists, you're going to have to experiment a little. And that's probably good for you and your personality. So it's just knowing how to experiment the right way, so that you still come across as that thought leader, as that expert, without confusing people. So.
And yes, it is mandatory that we experiment in some shape, form, or fashion, right? Otherwise, we lose it. We lose the motivation, we lose the inspiration. So are there like, when it comes to like working with you guys, is it a phase? I heard you say VIP day. Like what are the options of someone coming to figure out how to be the best speaker they could possibly be?
Yeah, so that's why we've got the VIP experience to start with, is a lot of folks come and say, I don't know where to actually start. And so we're working on building out curriculum to be able to serve more people outside of the one-on-one as well. But at the moment, most of our clients we work with through that VIP experience. So we've got the strategy intensive where we figure out, okay, what are you going to talk about? How does it connect to your offer? How are we leaning them from that presentation or interview to getting on your email list to buying? And sometimes that's a very short time frame. I've had that happen within a week. And you even need a freebie. You may not need a freebie. Sometimes my freebie is get on a 10 to 15 minute call with me and we'll nail down your profitable speaking topic in 5 to 10 minutes. And that's usually what ends up selling it.
Listen, that would sell me.
And it's 5 to 5. I was on a call yesterday with someone, 10 minutes. She'd been struggling for months, and we nailed it down in a way that's going to set her apart from the other people in her industry. And so you can do something like that. Like, we work with our clients to figure out how to actually bring people into their ecosystem. And so then we do the speaking skills and everything and teach you how to handle interviews when it goes off track, or making sure that you're actually covering the things that you want to cover in it. And then we go and put together the actual podcast tour. So that's kind of the beginning steps. And then we're getting ready. And by the time this airs, hopefully we will already have it launched. But we're going to be doing retainer services for doing your visibility ecosystem. So putting together the podcast tour for you, going, and we can do the pitching if you don't want to do it yourself, creating the marketing assets that fill your visibility ecosystem, curating the stories, and especially training you on a regular basis so that when you go on those podcast interviews, when you present at a summit, you are using your lease resale strategy and your stories so that it actually makes you money. And so that every single interview isn't the same, because that's another thing I see a lot of people do is you go on, you talk about the exact same thing, you send them a preset list of questions. Maybe they add a couple, but you're answering the exact same things. That's not going to give you a good visibility ecosystem. It's going to be really tightly planted little seeds that all come up together and look the same. So what you want to do is have unique interviews that ask at least one question that you can pull out and use in your visibility ecosystem so that you can keep building on it, you can keep sharing that, and it's not all the same.
And I love that you keep using the word ecosystem too, because I help my later clients create an ecosystem, and I don't talk about it a lot because most of my immediate target population that I'm helping isn't ready to, I won't say accept, but they get overwhelmed by the ecosystem, right? Because for most visionaries, multi-passionates, the real vision is ginormous, it's huge, and it scares the holy bejesus out of you. And so for the most part, it's like, let me break it down to something manageable, something that's acceptable by society. So I'll say, I just want to help X, Y, and Z do A, B, and C. Instead of my real vision is this ecosystem, and this connects to this, and this, and all of my passions make sense to people all of a sudden because it connects in an ecosystem. And so, as you were saying or talking about that, all I kept saying was, oh, with an ecosystem, it makes sense if this is the middle subject and I can pull from this part of the ecosystem and that part of the ecosystem and vice versa. So, because I know, like for me, the only part of my other ecosystem that I really speak about is my nonprofit, because I'm helping kids figure out what they want to do when they grow up, whether they want to go to college or not. That's still clarity. It's still communication. It's still strategy. And it's basically helping the people I help today before they become these people, right? And so for me, that was an easy, I can like, oh, I can make that pivot when speaking and in interviews to connect the dots. But there are other parts of my ecosystem that I'm just like, I would not have a clue as to like how to throw that out there and be like, that makes sense. And people be like, oh, okay. And that she just grew a third head, right? And so the visibility ecosystem sounds absolutely amazing to me. Absolutely amazing.
And sometimes that's why you need a coach or someone else to come in and get that outside perspective. Because a lot of the time, what I do is essentially end up interviewing my clients and asking them questions that pull out new things, keep going deeper with the curiosity. And they say something, and I go, ah, that's your profitable speaking topic. You literally said it. You don't hear it though. And so
That's
you can also look at all of the different pieces of someone else's ecosystem and say, ah, these are the common thread between all of these. And so you may not see it, but maybe I would see it. Maybe someone else would see it. And so this is why the collaborative marketing, the getting in a room with someone else and letting them see the little nitty-gritty of your business is so helpful.
Like that is literally the best part of coaching in general, because you literally do not hear and or you don't comprehend everything that's coming out of your mouth, right? Because even me, like, I'll listen back to the podcast and I'll be like, that was good, Jatia. Like, we said that. Because you're just talking from like on autopilot half of the time. And that is literally how I normally do when I'm working with someone one-on-one for their common thread. So normally they'll take the course and they'll get a general sense. And then it's like, okay, I do want to really, really dive in and know and learn how to really leverage it. And so they'll book that one-on-one. And I'm like, literally, like it's a bird's eye view of the situation. And I'm like, oh, that goes here. And these are how all of the dots connect. Now this is how you can leverage. But I also know from the receiving end that to have someone pull that out and your gut is like, that's it. Oh, exactly. Like your mind is blown. You're like releasing stress left and right. All the overwhelm just disintegrates. And it's like you have energy for days. And it accelerates so much in your business, in your life in general, because it's like being able to clearly articulate with impact and conversion at the end. It's just like, oh, I was gonna start singing. I'm not gonna do that to you today. But it's a whole new world. A whole new world.
Got
Insert
it.
Aladdin. And Princess Jasmine. So yeah.
Yeah, those light bulb
I
moments are
love
my
it.
favorite.
Huh?
Those light bulb moments are my absolute favorite.
That is the best part of coaching. The best part of coaching. Okay, so I have questions. I could probably ask you for days, but I'm not going to because we are going to do a workshop later in the year. And so I'm excited about it because that's what I was going to say. I was like, there's something else I was going to say before that. Rewind. The hard part for multi-passionates is finding someone who's good and who gets it. Right? So yes, there are plenty of speaker coaches out there. There are plenty of people that can help you formulate a origin story or a message. However, comma, I have wasted money. And I mean, I call that purchase the house note, okay? Because it was like a down payment on a house note, I felt like. For people who were good, but they didn't get it. They did not get me, and they kept trying to template me next to, like you said, a bunch of older Caucasian white men. Nothing about what they were trying to template me with, it just wasn't it. And the insane part was the person that I spoke with first got it. But it was a handoff. And everybody else that did everything else after that had absolutely no clue. It was so far off mark. And I'm very detail oriented and I can be very anal when it comes to work. And so when you're writing up something for me and it goes from her, she in the beginning to he and him, I literally
Right.
know you copy and pasted. Because my pronouns are her, she. I'm just saying, people, like this is literally just proofreading. And so I really wanted to bring that up because I have so many clients that come to me and they've literally wasted money. And so now it's like this trust issue that we have to break through in that mindset. And it's like, I know I need this, but my funds are kind of short and limited because I've wasted money with a person who either had a big platform and or they kind of got it, but everybody else didn't. And so one of the main reasons why, one, I wanted to collaborate, and two, I actually wanted to bring you on the podcast too, is because you're good and you get it. Like, there is a major, major difference between just good and good and get it, right? So I just had to throw that out there. Now, back to we're doing the workshop, and you guys should come because she's good and she gets it, right? From the clarity to the expert in speaking without having to be salesy, without having to be sleazy, and you can actually be profitable because most purpose-driven people or social impacts, we hate selling. It's like, I just want to help the world, but money makes the world go round at the same time.
I got
So
bills to pay.
listen, we really do. And the people that you're helping them be better so that they can actually live their best life. I really, you know, tell people all the time. They're like, what do you do? I'm like, I make dreams come true. And they're like, but what does that mean? And I'm like, seriously, like, whatever it is, we create this action plan to make it happen. But for my multi-passionates, it starts with being clear on what your common thread is and then being able to really execute and implement the tools that you're given, which is when dream comes in. So I want to be cautious of your time too, but I'm so excited to like continue this conversation during our workshop. And just in all transparency, guys, she had to keep reminding me, this is not a webinar. This is a workshop because we're going to be more hands-on. So I want you to know that as well. You're not coming just to listen to two talking bobbleheads. We're coming to get some work done. So
and get personal feedback and have light bulb moments, because that's really what we're all about.
Mm-hmm. That's the exciting part. That's what makes this so enjoyable. Yeah. So is there anything else you want to leave with the people? Because they'll have everything in the show notes. They'll have the link for the workshop and anything else, but any last minute wisdoms and nuggets.
If you want to speak, tell people. That is one of the biggest things I see with my clients is they're like, I want to speak and no one's inviting me. Did you tell anyone you want to speak? No. Like we talked about earlier, a lot of people have tried it and they have gone about it in the wrong way and not had results. And so they don't want to speak. So people are really wary about referring people to speak. They may have had someone say, hey, do you know anyone who can talk to multi-passionates about how to figure out what they actually should be doing? But if you haven't said, I want to speak on summits, I want to speak on podcasts, they might say no, because they aren't sure if you want to. So tell people you want to speak, and then you can always join the speaker directory over at Virtual Summit Search. It's totally free. And that is another great way to get in front of summit hosts. And we're also going to be getting that in front of podcast hosts and bundle hosts and other collaborative marketing opportunities so that you can get seen more and become who you were meant to be.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Well, thank you so much. I learned something today. So I know everybody else did too. So thank you for your time. Thank you for your talents. And I will see you again real, real soon.
Woo. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for tuning into another episode of the Confident and Courageous Clarity Podcast. I hope you found the incredible stories and insights shared to be helpful. Now, before you go, I want to take a moment to express my genuine gratitude to each and every one of you. Your commitment to aligning your passions, purpose, and profession is what makes this podcast community so special. If you resonated with any of today's episode, I encourage you to hit the subscribe button. By subscribing, you're not just joining a podcast, you're becoming a part of a movement. A movement that celebrates the brilliance of being multi-passionate. To amplify this movement, I need your help. Share this podcast with your friends, colleagues, and fellow multi-passionates. Let's create a ripple effect of empowerment and inspiration. Lastly, I'm eager to hear your thoughts. What stood out the most in today's episode? Drop a comment or share your takeaways on social media by using the hashtag Confident and Courageous Clarity Podcast. Your insights might just spark a connection or the clarity someone else needs. Remember, the power of multi-passionates lies in our collective journey. And by sharing our stories, not only do we inspire each other, but also break down barriers and redefine success on our own terms. Your support means the world, and together we're building a space where multi-passion meets purpose and dreams evolve into reality. Stay confident. Stay courageous, and let's continue this transformative journey together. Until next time, keep thriving and becoming the world-changing, multi-passionate CEO you were destined to be. If you're not a part of the community and desire to join us, click the link in the show notes or visit jatiajones.com/community.